Welcome, everyone. I'm going to do somewhat of a guided practice for this session. It'll be exploring the theme that I'll develop further in the talk, which is ways of integrating more fully, connecting more fully what we might call wisdom and the awakened heart. What does that look like? And so I'll explore ways of doing that with concentration practice, with mindfulness practice, with metta practice. So let's start by checking the posture, finding a posture that we can stay with in which we're both alert and relaxed. Good connection with the floor or ground. Can be helpful to set an intention at the beginning. For many of us, it might be connecting with our larger or deeper intention for why we practice. Take 30 seconds or a minute with that. And then we'll start with developing stability of mind, settling, developing more concentration. For many of us, this will be to be with the breath. For some of us, focusing in some other way, perhaps with metta or feeling some part of the body. And our usual settling practice is to focus on one object and then to keep coming back when the mind wanders. And to connect that practice a little bit more with what I'm calling the awakened heart or the spirit of metta, let me invite you, as you're with the breath or with some maybe part of bodily experience, but particularly if you're with the breath, to bring in the quality of the heart. It could be appreciating the breath, our connection with life. To be having an attitude of appreciation and kindness for our breathing at the same time that we're focusing on it. Explore, see what can bring in more of a heart quality with the breath or with whatever the area of focus is. Can even have a sense of devotion. I'm devoting myself for the next, let's say, 5 or 7 minutes to being with the breath. I mean, I'm devoting myself to appreciating breath or whatever the area of focus is. Let's stay with this for about the next 5 or 6 minutes. Can we be with the breath, or another area of focus? Can we be with it and have, we might say, the heart open, the awakened heart open, whether it's appreciation or kindness? What does that look like for you? And now shifting to mindfulness practice. Being present with the anchor, but then tuning in to whatever is predominant. And again, can we be developing mindfulness and also have a quality of warmth or kindness or compassion, the flavor of the awakened heart? As we notice, my friend and colleague Sylvia Boorstein expressed this in this way. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet this moment as a friend. What would that look like? Again, it could be some appreciation or care with every moment of experience, noticing what's there, but also having that quality of warmth or care and kindness. See what calls you as a way to having the open heart there at the same time that we're cultivating clarity about what's going on. Let's explore this for about another 5 or 6 minutes. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet this moment as a friend. Now shifting to metta or loving kindness practice or some other heart practice like compassion practice or forgiveness or gratitude practice. And for anyone who is rusty with the metta practice, this can be simply the repetition of phrases in relationship to someone with whom we tend to feel warm or friendly. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be as healthy as possible. Using phrases like that towards someone with whom we can feel some closeness, some warmth. And then, as with what we've done with concentration practice and mindfulness practice, see also how, as we're cultivating the kind heart, there's also the element of clarity and wisdom being developed, that we're bringing in the quality of mindfulness to notice when the mind wanders. As is said in the Metta Sutta, about the practice of loving kindness. This is what should be done by those who are skilled in goodness and who know the path of peace. Peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, may all beings be at ease. The pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision. And that integration of the pure heart with clarity of vision. So, as we practice metta, invite that quality of clarity, mindfulness to be there as well as the sense of warmth, and see how that appears for you. And again, we'll stay with this about another 5 or 6 minutes. Can you notice both the quality of kindness if you're doing metta practice and the quality of clarity, clear seeing? Now we'll move to a second way of practicing metta called radiating metta, in which there's an integration of the metta quality with awareness, with a vast, large awareness, which moves towards the infinite, moves towards what's called boundlessness. So start by feeling the energy of metta, if you can, in the heart area from what we've been doing. Continuing saying the phrases, if that's your way of doing metta. And starting to feel that energy around the heart. See if you can have a sense of the metta as a kind of energy in the heart that starts radiating out in front and back of oneself, to the left, to the right, above and below. Hardly using the imagination, let the energy of metta move out of your own heart and fill up the space, for many of us, the room in which we now are. Metta radiating out from the heart in the six directions, filling up the space. Left and right, front and back, above and below. Now let the radiating metta go yet further, beyond the room or space where you are. Maybe filling up the entire building that you're in, beyond one room, but going to the whole space. Continually radiating out from the heart, merging awareness with metta. And now going yet further, expanding out to the entire neighborhood where you are, letting the radiating out from the heart go in these six directions, can be helpful sometimes to visualize almost something like rays going out in the six directions from the heart, feeling that. And imagining that metta expanding yet further, the entire area where you are. For some of us, the whole of the San Francisco Bay Area, or the whole of the area of a state or province. Radiating out from the heart in six directions. Now let it go yet further, filling the entire planet, imagining the heart radiating out in all of these directions, meeting all beings with metta, with kindness. And now finally, going beyond any boundaries and going out in all six directions, now without limit, to the left and right, front and back, above and below. Metta radiating out now in a boundless way, without limit. Feeling this connection of vast awareness and the kind heart. Metta going towards the boundless, what's called also the immeasurable. Now coming back and just being in the space where you are, still feeling, if you can, that sense of the heart, the awakened heart, the wise heart connected with the space of awareness.